This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And so, beloved, that brings us to the end of our tale in Towerfall. But you may ask, what happened of our band of unlikely heroes? Well, that's what this little extra blurb is about. Rhoda went on from the incident as a world explorer. She eventually settles down with a historian on the continent of Fandiria in the town of Parava. She has no children, although she does spend the remainder of her days as a relic collector of what has been known as the Incident. She continually keeps Keef's soulstone with her as a constant reminder of those who sacrifice their being in order that those that they leave behind might live a better life, and that has since become the creed, her credo, as she has moved into this brave future on a new continent. She also maintains quite the friendship with Mayra, who eventually follows her to Fandiria and opens her own women's development center. It's rumored that she has used this to develop a team of skilled female assassins. However, the only thing that investigations have been led to confirm is that it is a program to develop young women to become fierce warriors and adventurers and give them a level stand on the adventuring player field with their male counterparts. Amryn's mom started a battered women's shelter called the First Step. The goal of this center is simply to save battered and trafficked and exploited women who have been malused, so to speak, by stronger individuals than themselves for various reasons. Until Mayra moved away, she would couple with the shelter, Mayra would, to teach defense techniques to women that would attend, who may be considering leaving their abusers, but may not necessarily have the ability to decide to leave at that given moment. Through their combined efforts, they were able to save several women out of trafficking and help several more to leave their domestic violence in their lives. The Sugar Bakers, or as we have come to know them, Aileen's parents, remained content as being multi-dimensional, multi-sentient, multi-employed beings from multiple different pocket dimensions. They continue to work at Lenny's and only on Tuesdays. However, being as the constant demand of Lenny's does tax their ability to work quite a bit. They're other beings that only on Tuesdays, in fact, only work on Tuesdays using that form of consciousness as a semi-retired form of being. This lifestyle tends to agree with them as it allows them to be there whenever Aileen needed them and continue to make people happy with their food. Speaking of Aileen, she travels the world now as a performer to bring happiness back to the world since being ravaged by misery and the likes of her own aunt, though she feels zero responsibility for the state of things. Anyway, she has opened a combination bakery and inn where she regularly performs most evenings, and if she feels too tired, well, they don't need her that bad. Aethon, on the other hand, does create a spy guild within the rebuilt walls of Towerfall that specializes in what most would consider the insane. Though he will work for no government, most consider him as the first line of defense in detection and eversion from paranormal and global catastrophe. There are few who do what he does, and even less who can do it better. Pooh became the first acknowledged bugbear philosopher. He teaches the way of Brother Pan, although he was never able to determine if his old master was still alive or not. He has often traveled the globe in search of finding answers and the faint possibility of seeing both his friend and mentor once again. And he does manage to manage political campaigns in his free time. Amryn founds the Make Tower Fall Great Again Foundation, and it is dedicated to the removal of antiquated monarchy systems and for the instillment of a democratic political structure. This movement is seen as a fringe movement initially when she begins to advance forward within the public eye. However, eventually it is accepted by the younger generation. However, once Nikus, her brother, is the first elected official in history, as he was elected king, she becomes fed up and leaves to Phandaria to join up with Mayra as what some believe to be a paid assassin. Nikus, however, as his first official kingly act, much thanks to Pooh's campaign management, by the way, was to instill a parliament for checks and balances. This is to ensure that no one person or ruler can have too much power at any given moment ever again. Wilder walks away from the Thieves Guild entirely, and also moves to Phandaria with LL. He never marries again, but instead to choose a life where he can focus on living in the most peaceful that he has, that he can remember, and focus on being with LL as much as he can. He opens a leather shop called Goat Leathers, which produces superior enchanted leather work for the roguish types. Speaking of LL, with the dissolution of the aspect system, she's no longer an aspect, but did tend to retain some of her arachnid abilities. And learning from her father's experiences that great power requires great responsibility, as well as utilizing her father's superior leatherwork, of course, she becomes a vigilante for justice, known to the world globally as the Lobster Spider. Arlen, which is Aileen's younger brother, ends up marrying LL. His training as an assassin at the Thieves Guild allows him to help train his wife as a vigilante, and he eventually does become her sidekick, known only as a weapons expert, the Dominator. Callum, after visiting his mom and dad, later returns to Daggerford to rebuild the mission there in memory of Stumblefoot, called the Lighthouse. Their mission statement is desiring to be the light to those lost in the dark. Gareth, our last of our party, spends as much time as he can with the Waterdeep survivors outside of Ulthe Ortheid. He never really resurfaces back to the upper levels to the reunified Towerfall, rejecting the creature comforts of a standard home, to find his purpose in reaching out to the lost in the Drow city, of which he resides on the outskirts. He experiences revival enough to require the building of a church building just outside the walls of Ulthe Ortheid. But that does leave some questions, though. What became of the tentacles in the Scrimsley? Or of the man who betrayed and burned all the zealots in the spire that once held the loom of time, well beloved? That is a story for another time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.